Data from the study showed the average Latino elementary school student had fewer white classmates than he would have in 1998. This national pattern held true in all but five of some 150 school districts across Southern California. But the study's authors also found that, regardless of race, low-income kids were more likely to have middle-income classmates. UC Berkeley professor Bruce Fuller attributes this increase in economic integration to a rising Latino middle class moving to the suburbs.
Now, they might still be predominantly Latino, but at least we're achieving greater economic integration for many, many Latino kids,
which could lead to stronger educational outcomes. But what's not clear is whether the suburbs are actually becoming integrated or simply are in transition from being racially isolated white areas to racially isolated Latino enclaves. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.